yesterday's attacks on another thing.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
March 2016, Hafr al-Batin, Saudi Arabia. This is one of the biggest war games in the Middle East. Dubbed North Thunder, the drill involves some Arab and non-Arab countries under the leadership of Saudi Arabia. It is a show of force and an indication that the region is plunging deeper into an arms race. According to the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute, SIPRI, in 2015, Saudi Arabia's military spending grew by 5.7% to $87.2 billion, making it the world's third largest spender and by far the largest in the Middle East. Although a number of other oil-dependent nations reduced their military budgets due to the drop in oil prices, Saudi Arabia has had no cuts in this regard. On the contrary, statistics show that over the past 10 years, military spending in the country has nearly doubled. The increase in Saudi weapons imports came as the kingdom began to lead a coalition targeting the popular Houthi Ansarullah movement in Yemen. The purchases in the past year include Eurofighter Typhoon jets, F-15 warplanes and Apache helicopters, as well as precision-guided weapons, drones, and surveillance equipment. In a report recently released by IHS Incorporated, Saudi Arabia is leading a $65 billion global defense market, followed only by India, Australia, Egypt, and South Korea. On the other hand, the U.S. remained the top weapons exporter in 2015. Austerity measures in the U.S. have prompted a number of companies in the country to seek international markets for military deals. Last year, the U.S. supplied almost $23 billion worth of goods and equipment, of which $8.8 billion went to the Middle East.
We're working together to develop a blueprint for a regional ballistic missile defense architecture, We've also collaborated in almost 40 exercises together since Camp David, practicing integrated air and missile defense, combined arms, tactical air operations, special operations, and maritime operations. And we've made important strides in providing the GCC nations with critical defense equipment, over $33 billion worth since last May, including over 66,000 precision-guided munitions.
Currently, the U.S. government is the primary supplier of Saudi weapons. In November 2015, it sold $1.29 billion worth of arms to the kingdom. It included more than 10,000 bombs, munitions, and weapons parts manufactured by Raytheon and Boeing, as well as bunker busters and laser-guided and general-purpose bombs. A month earlier, the United States had approved an $11.25 billion sale of combat ships to the kingdom. During the past 5 years, the U.S. government has sold the Saudis $100 billion worth of arms. Those sales have greatly swelled the coffers of U.S. defense contractors at the time of economic downturn and help keep open production lines that would otherwise have to close due to declining orders. Amid the turmoil in the Middle East, the Obama administration has kept the flow of U.S. arms sales to Saudi Arabia running. This is particularly troubling given the conflicts raging throughout the region and given the Saudis' use of U.S.-supplied weaponry in their military intervention in Yemen, which has contributed to the humanitarian catastrophe there.
Many millions of children are not in school. Hundreds of hospitals don't function anymore for varieties of reasons. One, because the hospital, the school's been destroyed or caught up in the conflict. The supplies of fuel or material for those schools or hospitals are in short supply. Salaries are not being paid for workers in those situations. And populations have moved away from areas because of the conflict as well.
Evidence gathered by Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International indicates that the Saudis have used U.S.-supplied cluster bombs in Yemen.
We have found evidence that ground-launched cluster munition rockets have been used in attacks against at least 7 locations in northern Yemen. Most likely, these rockets were launched from Saudi Arabian territory. Cluster munitions are bombs or rockets that explode in the air and then disperse many smaller bombs over a wide area. Weapons used in these particular attacks were US-made M26 rockets, each of which contain 644 submunitions. And that means that any civilian in the impact area is likely to be injured or killed. And at least 13 civilians were killed and dozens injured in the attacks that we documented.
Cluster bombs are indiscriminate weapons that are the subject of an international treaty banning their use. A treaty that has not been signed up to by either the United States or Saudi Arabia.
The airstrikes that completely destroyed 16 shops in the market, which is the primary shopping area for some 15 surrounding villages. And the attack had apparently taken place during the afternoon rush hour when the market was particularly crowded. These awful incidents continue to occur with unacceptable regularity. And in addition, despite public promises to investigate such incidents, we have yet to see progress in any such investigations.
In January, UN experts accuse Riyadh of widespread and systematic bombardment of civilian targets. The report suggested that the strikes could be in violation of international humanitarian law. It echoed similar concerns by a number of human rights organizations, including Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, and Oxfam.
Our research has demonstrated that in Saudi Arabia we found arms that have been, bombs that have been fabricated in the UK and in the US, for example. So we are calling on all governments to stop the arms transfer to Saudi Arabia because those arms could be used to commit the human rights violations in Yemen.
For the US to suspend arms transfers to all coalition members that are carrying out airstrikes specifically in light of this new evidence. Two, we're still calling on the international community and the UN in specific to set up an international commission of inquiry to look into these alleged war crimes.
In February, the European Parliament voted for an EU-wide arms embargo against Saudi Arabia to protest against Riyadh's devastating war on Yemen. But the move does not seem to carry much weight, and Riyadh's Western allies do not seem willing to miss any chance of replenishing the Saudi arsenal and hitting the jackpot.
Mr. Cameron, we were very concerned when we heard that you're running out of missiles to sell to the Saudis to be used to cause carnage in Yemen, and so we thought we'd replenish your stock. Now, we can either leave them on the front doorstep or bring them around the back. Whatever works for you, sir.
Official figures indicate that Britain's sales of bombs and munitions to Saudi Arabia increased from 9 million to over 1 billion pounds in late 2015. Saudi Arabia has increased its arms imports over the past years, and the United States has remained the top arms exporter to the kingdom. Arms that easily find their way into Yemeni homes, hospitals, and crowded markets.
We are calling on the US, the UK, France, and other countries that are selling weapons to Saudi Arabia, the leading member of the coalition that is bombing Yemen, to implement a complete arms embargo, to stop selling weapons until Saudi Arabia starts abiding by the laws of war and launches investigations into those attacks that are killing civilians.
More than 9,500, mostly civilians, have been killed since Saudi Arabia launched its relentless war against Yemen last March. The kingdom has engaged in war crimes, and the United States of America, along with other allies, is aiding and abetting them by providing the Saudis with military assistance.